Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Brand new episode of Gamertag Radio. Nintendo Direct just finished right now a few minutes ago. Man, so many games. Nintendo did a great, great job with their first Nintendo Direct for 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Danny speaking, founder and co-host of Gamertag Radio. Thank you for listening. I know we have people worldwide listening to the podcast. Shout out to you. Let us know where you're from. Hit us up, fanmail at gamertagradio.com. That's fanmail at gamertagradio.com. We're going to be talking about this Nintendo Direct presentation. They just finished just a few minutes ago. So I have the official release because I can't remember every single announcement, but I'm going to go with the highlights. Let's start with the big one that started the presentation. Super Mario Maker 2. This is the sequel to the original game that came out for the Nintendo Wii U. That game is so awesome. So for those that never played the Super Mario Maker, you could customize the game, different Mario levels from like the original Mario all the way to like Super Mario World. So the game is a lot of fun. Lot of great content from gamers from all over the world that could upload to the service and you could download it and play it. So I loved it when it came out for the Wii U. I can't wait to download it for the Nintendo Switch. There's going to be so much content. It's going to be a lot of fun. And people get really, really creative designing all these games. I'm not a designer. I prefer just download the content from the servers. All right, another big one. Let's go with another big announcement, which this was the end of the presentation. The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. This one came out originally for the Game Boy, the original Game Boy, and great story, everything. But this time, they even changed the artwork, everything for the Nintendo Switch. And that game is coming out later on this year, 2019, exclusive, of course. So I'm very, very excited. There's another game called Astral Chain. This is a new action game from Platinum Games, and it's also an exclusive. Yes, I was a little bit disappointed they didn't really talk much about the next Bayonetta game, but that's fine. They showed it. I had a blast watching. My reaction was super cool. I'm going to play a couple of the reactions that I have there.
In this next entry of this iconic series, the last player standing wins. 99 players.
Uh-oh.
But only one reigns supreme. This is Tetris 99.
I'm down for this. Tetris 99.
The iconic puzzle game arrives with an online experience like no other. Nintendo Switch Online members can battle for dominance in this free-to-download game.
What?
If you're attacked with garbage, attack back to
Tetris.
Beat other 98 players and become the sole survivor.
Oh my god.
Nintendo Switch Online members, be ready to join the fight.
Oh my
Tetris
god.
99 will be available for download.
Yo,
later today.
I'm downloading that right now.
Or battling it out
and it's
in
free.
Upcoming online events.
Oh my god, that is insane.
Our next title will be the last announcement of the day.
Oh
please
my
check
god.
It out.
What's this? Oh my god, what's this? It's the last game announcement. Oh my god, is that Link? Is that Link? Oh my. New Zelda.
So, what did you think?
Yo!
At long last, 1993's Game Boy classic, The Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening.
That's a classic.
Life on Nintendo Switch. After 26 years, it has been reborn as a new experience, and we'll have more to say in the future. Please look forward to its release. That's all for today's Nintendo Direct. Thank you so much for watching.
Oh my God, that was insane. Woo! Insane. Holy crap. Wow. 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 That was a great way to start 2019. Nintendo, bravo, Nintendo. Bravo. Holy crap. That was official, y'all. That was official. Nintendo. Bravo. Plus, Tetris 99. I can't freaking believe this, man. I'm excited. You don't know how excited I am right now. Woo! Excited. All right, so very quick, I'm going to make two phone calls. One to my brother, Nano. We're like a huge fan of Tetris, huge fan of Zelda. So I'm going to call him first, and then after that, I'm going to call Paris to see his reaction about the first Nintendo Direct of 2019.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Have you heard anything about Nintendo Direct? Anything? Okay, so I'm going to explain to you because this is pretty big. This is pretty big. Guess what's coming out today for free if you are a Nintendo Switch Online subscriber?
What?
Tetris 99, a Battle Royale online Tetris game. Totally for free. Yo, when I saw that, I was like, well, I gotta talk now.
It's available already?
It's available right now. I just gotta look for I'm trying to find it. I can't find it at eShop, but it's coming out today.
Oh, nice.
They showed what's up?
Is Direct still going on?
No, it's done. It was only like 35 minutes long. Also was they announced too at the end of the Nintendo Direct. Nano. I put this top four game. From the Zelda series, the Link's Awakening. Remember that game from the Game Boy?
They announced it?
They announced it remastered. Yo, the art style looks bananas.
For free?
No, not for free. You crazy. Not for free. But that one comes out later this year. But yo, it looks phenomenal.
Yeah, when I get home, I'm going to watch the Direct. I missed it because I had to come over here to do a bunch of stuff.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. But there's another one. That's another big one, Nano. Super Mario Maker 2.
Shut up.
Yep. It's coming out.
Damn, I thought they were going to announce a Rabbids Part 2.
That's what I thought, too. But not. It's too early. Too early for that. Final Fantasy VII, March 26. Final Fantasy IX, coming out today.
Today? Nice.
Today. Dude, it's a lot of cool stuff, man. I don't want to blast you with all the spoilers, but yo, dude, they showed a lot of RPG games. They show a lot of cool stuff, but those are the ones I want to tell you about, especially Tetris, because yo, remember we recorded an episode? It was all about Tetris for like a whole hour. I was like, yo, I got to talk to him. Plus, it's a Battle Royale game, man, and they're going to have online events in there, man.
Free?
It's a free game. Yeah.
Nice.
Totally free.
I like that. That's my term.
Yes. And plus you're a subscriber too. So just download it. You know what I mean? Paris.
Switch over.
Please tell me you watched that Nintendo Direct.
I didn't see the beginning of it, but I saw everything after Mario Maker 2.
Oh my God. That was good. That was a very strong Nintendo Direct for like an early of the year. That was good. I was
ready. No, that was good.
Yo, Tetris 99?
Yeah.
Free? And it's only for Nintendo Switch online subscribers. Smart that they did that. And the game is free. for subscribers. Yeah. Really good. Man. So I'm recording this account, by the way. Just want to. I am. Because, yo, dude, I was recording my reaction. Yo, when they announced Tetris 99, I got super crazy. Because, yo, I'm a huge fan of Tetris. Yeah, still to this day, I play, you know, Tetris Effect on the PlayStation 4. But, yo, a Battle Royale style game with 99 players. Oh, my God. That's fire. Yo, but the game that I got excited was The End Paris. By the way, the Planet Games one was pretty up there, too. It's a brand new game that they're working on. Love it. But yo, Link Awakening, the classic game.
Back in the day?
Yes, I love that game.
Yes, dude, I put that up there, and I'm not even kidding. I'm not lying when I say this. Probably my third, maybe fourth.
I put four.
Best Zelda game ever.
I put four. And it's crazy because I recorded an episode with the guys about our favorite Zelda game, Breath of the Wild. You know, games like that, but. That game goes on my top four, at least. Top four for sure. For sure. And that was my first... Actually, that was the first Zelda game for the Game Boy.
Yeah, that was the first one for the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Holy crap. Yeah, man.
Because I played it in... how old that game is, I played it in black and white on the Game Boy.
Yeah, same here. Same way. Same here, man. Woo! What you think, man?
Oh,
Nintendo.
Dude, but that art style...
It's dude, fire.
Oh, my God. I love that art style.
That's fire.
That art style is so good.
Yo, so what are your thoughts about the whole Nintendo Direct overall? I mean, I know there's probably some games you're like, ah, okay, I get it. You know, but they have some strong titles there, man, you know? Like for a lot of RPGs, I'm an RPG guy, so that's good.
Yeah.
You know?
It shows me that third-party publishers have bought into it. It's going to get plenty of support. Companies are going to take risks on the Switch, which is also a good sign. Like kind of, like you said, Tetris 99, do some things kind of outside the box. You know, it was good to see Mortal Kombat 11 come in.
Yeah.
Obviously, like I just said, Link's Awakening. That's day one, day freaking one. I'm getting that. Mario Maker 2. Now I want to get some more details on it. As long as we're able to we can import levels from other people and do all that kind of stuff. That game's going to sell like hot.
Yeah.
Games,
yeah.
You know?
No, for sure. For sure. They did a great job,
like
man.
I said, this was early year. This was just the beginning of the year. I mean, you know, they're going to have more stuff to talk about around E3 time. We're going to see a ton more stuff, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to get Metroid this year. It's got delayed. They're going to completely remake it and all that. But as long as they add Super Nintendo games to the virtual console, the Yoshi game that's coming too. I love that. I love how that looks.
Yeah, and they have a demo tonight, today coming out, demo, which is cool. Yeah. I definitely want to check that out.
Yeah.
They got some good stuff there, man.
If this was all Nintendo had this year, you'd be like, okay. But you'd be like, all right, this is okay. This is good.
Yeah.
And you know this isn't everything that they got this year. You know?
Yo, the question.
Sorry.
Question. Marvel Alliance. Your thoughts as a fan of Marvel.
Yeah, people are going to eat that up.
I think so too. But that's an exclusive. That's an exclusive game too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And look, we already know with the rumor that most likely we're getting a sequel to Mario plus Rabbids this year. Hey,
yeah,
Switch is going to have some. Not to mention, you can take the Switch wherever you freaking go and play these games. That's the advantage it has over every other platform.
Yep. So,
but you know what the best thing about this Nintendo Direct was?
What?
If you're on, I was on Twitter the whole time while it was playing, I had Twitter up. Everybody's excited.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that you can say. There was something there for everybody to be excited about.
Yep.
Again, Nintendo's doing it right, man. Nintendo, look, they snubbed their toe with the Wii U, and this Switch is just proving people wrong left and right, man.
Yeah.
They're doing it right.
Yeah, man. Are you going to download Tetris 99 Paris?
Oh, of course. Why not?
Oh, my God. It's a free game. Oh man, this is so dope. So dope.
Yeah, this is good. Yep.
Well,
hey, Link, I'm looking right now on Twitter. What do you think is trending? Link's Awakening.
Yeah,
is trending right now.
Yeah, man, dude, that's a classic, man. That's a classic, yeah, classic man. Game. I know maybe people forgot about it because the other games came out. You know, Zelda 64, Link to the Past. What's another one too? You know, good games here and there. But man, that game is a classic, man. It has to be up there, man. One of the
that's
best.
What I'm saying. The more I'm thinking about it, it's probably fourth because for me, I'm going to say the best Zelda for me, number one for me is Zelda 64 for what it meant to that whole franchise.
Yeah.
Number two is going to be Link to the Past. That is just one of the dopest games ever made. And then third, honestly, I would probably put the latest Zelda, the one that just came out.
Yeah.
I would probably say that's third. And then, I would say Link's Awakening. And then I would say fifth is the original.
All right, man. We'll talk. Later.
All right, later.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
Here's other games that's coming out, especially if this is from third parties, where some of them I knew was coming out. Some of them came out of nowhere. I was super, super, like super surprised. One is Hellblade that was originally came out for the PlayStation 4 and also Xbox One. It's also coming to the Nintendo Switch. Hellblade is a phenomenal game. Phenomenal game. Make sure to check it out. Bloodstained is coming out. Ritual of the Night. Nintendo Direct also provided more details about the new Fire Emblem. Three Houses, that game is coming out later this year. Originally, it was going to release now in spring, but they pushed it back to the summer. Yoshi's Crafted World, you could download it right now, a demo online. Go to the eShop and download it. What else? Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. Great, great game. I'm excited for that. I love the 1 and 2. I played it back in the days. And I'm excited to finally play this. This game, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, is coming out for the Nintendo Switch this year. It's also an exclusive for the Switch. Unravel 2, another big game. Great Auto Sport. That one is similar to Forza Motorsport. This game is also going to be available for the Nintendo Switch. Assassin's Creed Remastered. It's also going to be available, officially coming out May 21st. This also is going to come with the standalone game, Assassin's Creed Liberation Remastered, also available on that version. And it launches May 21st, like I said a few minutes ago. Hear how you can send your feedback and let us know your thoughts about the Nintendo Direct and all these crazy announcements in the past few days, man.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Yes, send us your feedback. Send us your feedback here at gamertagradio.com. Shout out to all the listeners out there. And hopefully I'll see you online tonight. I'm going to be playing Tetris 99. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about the brand new game, Far Cry New Dawn. Been playing now this for, since Wednesday, Thursday, last week, something like that. So I know you guys got to hear my hands-on impressions a couple weeks ago. I attended an event and also got some footage of the game. If you go to either Twitch, look for Gamertag Radio, or go to twitch.tv/Gamertag Radio, or go to my YouTube channel, Godfrey7, and I have footage there of Far Cry. And I also got to meet the voice actors and actresses that worked on this game. Far Cry New Dawn is a standalone sequel to Far Cry 5. I know a lot of people probably never played Far Cry 5. And look, I really, really enjoy Far Cry 5. I think the story was really deep about the father and other characters, the cults. And I got really, really into that game. Now, with Far Cry New Dawn, it's a standalone game, a sequel to Far Cry 5, of course. But even if you never had a chance to play Far Cry 5, it's still good. You still learn a little bit about the characters, But I think this is like a game that will make you probably buy Far Cry 5 now. Now there's a very low price. Make sure to take advantage of that if you really get into the story, right? Or make sure also to check out Hope County Stories and that we released last year exclusively here on Gamertag Radio. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Where we, as podcasters, we go to Hope County and interview the characters of the game. But this game takes place 17 years after Far Cry 5. So there's a lot of new characters in this game. You will see some returning characters from Far Cry 5, like Grace Armstrong, Sniper. She's in the game as like a quick little cameo. You go in and save her. I think you have to like go get her weapon or something. I can't remember exactly. It's been a couple of days there. But once you do that, she leaves. You're never going to see her again in the game. But you'll see that she's actually blind in this game. You get to see a lot of other characters now. But this time, they also would be joining you as part of your roster team where you have a lot of different characters you can select. So besides all the characters and everything, I feel like the game is actually fun. It's not groundbreaking or anything like that. I think it was pretty cool as a Far Cry fan. I enjoyed it and everything. I'm not going to lie, think that two things. Far Cry 5 had a better story, deeper story. I feel like the world was a little bit more bigger. This one, if you see the map, it's a little bit smaller. Also, I had a great time playing Primal. Like, I really, really enjoyed that game too. But I think that with Far Cry New Dawn, I felt like the story, it was interesting, but it wasn't as deep. Or like, I don't know, for some strange reason, I wasn't into the story like the last game. You don't need to play Far Cry 5 in order to understand the story about this. You can still play this like without even playing that game. But if you are a person that play Far Cry 5, you're going to appreciate this a lot more because now you know the characters. You know Nick Rye. You know the Pastor Jerome Jeffries. You know Grace Armstrong. You know about the father and other characters. There's a lot of also new characters in the game. Here's the thing. I had a great time playing this game. It was fun. It was cool. But I felt like I really got into the story of Far Cry 5. Like, I got deep into it. I did almost all the missions. Got to meet all the characters in the game. Which is, the game is good. I'm not saying the game is bad. It's just like, it wasn't as deep as the previous one. But I have to say this. The new villains that are in the game, the twins, wow. Great performance from the actresses that worked on the characters, the twins. Yo, the sisters, they're sick. Great, great performance. I can't front. Pretty amazing. Got to give him props. The father, he's in the game too. Great performance as always. Let's talk about the new stuff that's in the game first. So the enemies, there's different levels of enemies that are in there. One, it's like a gray level. That's a level one. Blue, level two. Purple, level three. And the ultimate, this is like the hardest, toughest one, is yellow. So you're going to see a lot of those later on. You're going to see them rocking these helmets. It takes a lot longer. If you shoot straight to the helmet, after a while, the helmet will break. So they don't have a lot of places to protect. So once you start attacking them a lot more, the health will decrease a lot faster. So also, I'm going to talk about Guns for Hire. There's a couple new ones here. Carmina Rye, she's the daughter of Nick Rye. You will see her in Far Cry 5 as a baby. But like I said, this is 17 years after Far Cry 5. She's now a lot older. She also going to be part of your team. Pastor Jerome Jeffries, he was in the last game, also here. Also, the new characters, Gina, she's in it. Another one, Nana. Nana reminded me of Grace Armstrong from the last game. Sniper, really, really dope. Of course, there's no Boomer because Boomer's already dead. It's been years now. There's also another one too. His name is The Judge. You will see him later on. He's pretty good with the arrow. He's a hunter. Timber is a dog. He's in the game too. Pretty cool. And there's a lot of other ones that I'm not going to say much about it, but I want you guys to be surprised and everything. You could also leave outside Hope County. Like right now, I'm doing one that I went to Florida. I have to do like a mission there. It's like more like side quests, but it's good to take advantage of side quests because here's the issue that I was having with the final boss. So I did a couple side quests, got a lot of like outposts, got all the characters, everything, right? So when I got to the final boss, I think the weapons that I was using, and let me tell you, the final boss is truly, truly a tough, really tough boss. It takes a while. The weapons that I had wasn't powerful enough to defeat him quicker. It took me forever to beat him. So my advice is, yeah, enjoy the story. Do a lot of the side quests. Make sure to upgrade, do the whole crafting, all that. Because it's going to help you. Definitely going to help you at the end of the final boss. So once you accomplish that, you're going to be good. You're going to be really, really good. And one of the things I really, really loved about Far Cry 5 is the soundtrack. My God, the soundtrack was so freaking amazing in that game. So I'm expecting, okay, it's going to be the same for this game. And I even asked the developer questions about that, about the soundtrack. And hear what they had to say. Now, another thing, soundtrack, because I love the soundtrack from the last game. Are there going to be new songs, or are we going to see like a return from,
so
from the previous game?
A bit like I was saying, we're a standalone sequel. So we're the follow-up story, but it's a different feel. There are new villains. It's a different world. The world has been transformed. So we have a new composer. It will be announced soon. I can't say, but it's amazing. They've been actually, it's a duo. Then again, and they've been doing an amazing job. It's very different from what we had before. It's really, we tried to match the visual and the beautiful world, and the mix. You know, the world is makeshift now. People are trying to make do with what they have, and they take one thing and they assemble it. Mm-hmm. The music is like that.
Interesting that he said that. So I got to play this and I'm not feeling the soundtrack. So there is original music in the game, which is cool. Love that. But for some strange reason, they added licensed music in this game. So there's like actually hip hop in there. You will hear hip hop in the game while you're driving or when you go to like an enemy base and you're trying to take over. And then they'll scream, turn the music off. And they're going to attack you when they see you, all this stuff, right? I felt like the music was really off. Like, I felt like it felt awkward hearing the type of music in Far Cry New Dawn. I think that it would have been better maybe releasing some of the soundtrack from the last game, maybe. I don't know. I just felt like the songs that were in there, it felt kind of like lazy, just adding in there, pay for like licensed music. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I think it felt really off. I felt like it wasn't. It's like, think of it as this. Imagine you play Destiny 2 or you play a big franchise like that. Like, and then you buy their next game and you're already used to that music for that game. And then you hear some hip hop in there and some other tracks and you're like, wait a minute, is this Far Cry? I don't know. It's just, to me, it didn't make no sense. I didn't like it personally. But besides that, you could turn that off if you want. You don't have to listen to it, but you could turn that off. Because there's a feature, if you go to the option menu, there's a feature where you put streaming mode. So you would it will remove all the licensed music. Because that's another thing too. As a streamer or a content creator, this is perfect because now I turn that feature off, put it up on like either YouTube or Twitch, and it won't get mute. So that's cool. Another thing too that I felt like this world, Hope County, I felt like it was empty compared to the previous game. The previous one, I had to like be on the lookout everywhere because there was always constant like enemies everywhere, hunting, driving. You can't trust people in that. Like, I felt like I couldn't trust anyone. Now, yeah, I drive around. I just feel like the county is kind of empty. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I want you as the listeners, listen to this right now. Let me know if I'm wrong, if you plan to get this game. But that's how I felt. So the game is $39.99. You can buy it now. Now starting February 15th. The game is a lot of fun. I think you should try it out. If you're a fan of Far Cry 5, you should definitely try it out. If you want to play something different and it's not similar to the previous Far Cry games, because now they added the whole kind of like an RPG element into it now, now with the enemies in different levels. And you will see, once you try to shoot an enemy, you see like their health bar on top, and there's like a different color. You're like, okay, this is going to be a tough, tough enemy. So I really enjoy that. So I don't know. I think that's about it. When I want to talk about Far Cry New Dawn, I think it's worth it. It's $39.99. Check it out if you want. I had a blast playing this, and I think that a lot of people that play the previous game is also going to like this too. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Yeah. Gamertag Radio. Make sure to head over to gamertagradio.com. Put your comments and feedback over there. And also check us out. Different podcast apps. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public. That's a good one too. There's a lot of other ones. Google Music. Go over there and search for Gamertag Radio. Subscribe. Share it with your friends. Help us out. So like I was saying, Far Cry New Dawn, it's out. It's a decent game. I really enjoyed it. I had a great time. There were some issues I talked about it, you know, the music and a couple of things. I felt like a little bit empty in the game and so on. But it's a decent, decent game. You should definitely check it out. And I'm probably going to be streaming it on Twitch, posting it also on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Godfrey7. That's the number 7. Subscribe and post your comments there too. Let me know what you think. I know Paris is going to be reviewing Metro Exodus. Make sure to check it out. And we're going to be definitely talking about more about both games. And any questions, hit me up, Godfrey@GamertagRadio.com. That's Godfrey@GamertagRadio.com. Until next time, I'm out. Take care, GTR listeners worldwide. Peace. Let's go. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.